Straight that in.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, once again, sir, would you state your name and your ADC number for the record, sir?
Just a minute.
Yes, sir.
Anthony Ingram, my DOC number is 164591.
Thank you, Mr. Ingram. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that the board has here, you were notified of this hearing back on September the 29th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Excuse me, I can barely hear you.
I said, based upon the information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on September the 29th of this year. Do you remember signing that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on that stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. I don't see one in the room today, therefore may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing, and they are to my left, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, to my right, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair, and the gentleman that you should be able to see now is Mr. Oliveira. Mr. Oliveira is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer this afternoon. Mr. Ingram and Mr. Oliveira, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
So affirm.
I do.
Thank you. Sir, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine. On or about August the 25th, 2017, per the TASC GCMS, the lab report dated September 5, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Ingram, I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Based upon the determination of the board, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing. We begin phase two of your hearing by receiving information on background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Once we receive that, then we'll be back to talk with you and to make a determination whether your community supervision will be revoked or whether you will continue on supervision. So we're going to ask you to remain quiet as we get some background information from Mr. Oliveira. Mr. Oliveira, sir, would you provide us with some information, sir?
Offender Ingram was released from the Department of Corrections on September 12th of 2016. He was arrested in office on September 1st of 2017, returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 0 days abscond. His supervision end date will be on February 12th of 2018. Current conviction, 2006, taking identity of another, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1994, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year. 2001, dangerous drug violation, 3 years, 6 months. 2002, dangerous drug violation, 3 years. And in 2006, dangerous drug violation, 10 years. The offender has 4 terms with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-3, mental health score is a 2, and his substance abuse score is a 3. There is no STG gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2002, TIS release, completion, 2 months. And in 2005, TIS release, completion, 7 months. The offender has a moderate disciplinary history with drugs noted. There are no other arrests. And his community risk level is a G3-B3.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Oliveira. Okay, now we're back to you, sir. And it seems that when you were released, that you were at Vibre in Phoenix, that was your approved residence, and then you were approved to move to the Chennai Group House in Glendale, Arizona. No, that was also in Phoenix on Glendale Avenue, but it was also in Phoenix. Then you resided with your aunt in Glendale. And then you were approved to reside with a friend back in Phoenix, and there was no other residents approved for you. Why did you move around three or four times? I know you were out for a year, but why did you continue to move around, sir?
When it came to Goodwood, the problem was I was not able to find a job and pay them. So, and the amount of money that accrued with them was over like $400. So I had to go through this one organization called Care Directions and ask them for help. And when they paid my fees for Vibre, at the same time that I was doing that, Care Directions was also helping me find another location. That's when I went to the Shanti program. I spoke with my parole officer at the time, Ms. Carol Smith, and explained to her what was going on, and she approved for me to go to the Shanti program. When I went to the Shanti program, because I was working through all this also, my work schedule conflicted with their scheduling and stuff like that. And so a couple of the residents are there because of my work schedule. I was coming in 2-3 o'clock in the morning because I was cross-training in my shifts and stuff like that for a full-time position. And so when that happened, the two individuals went to the housing coordinator and told them that they thought that I was using. When they asked me to drop, they said I had until 6 o'clock that particular night. I didn't have that because they said I had until 6 o'clock that day to drop or I was going to be kicked out. My job, because I was heat treating metal, I was not able to just up and leave to be there by 6 o'clock. So they Shanti kicked me out of their program due to violation of drug policies, not because of a dirty UA. When that happened, I got the phone, told my parole officer what was going on, and that's when I stayed with my aunt. When I went to my aunt's house, to her apartment, she lived in a senior facility, and I was only to stay with her for a couple of months. And then I got approved to move in with my friends over back in Phoenix.
Okay, sir. Now, just for my information, and I didn't get the name of the facility or the where you got this, where they provided some resources to you after you left V-Ray and before you went to the Shanti House. Now, what was the name of the facility where you said that they gave you some?
It's a organization called Care Directions.
It's what kind of? I just never heard of it before. So, what do they do, sir?
They are within the gay and lesbian community. They more or less help us with housing, medical, dental, and stuff like that, and also with drug rehabilitation, stuff like that.
Okay. Just good to know about them because that's just a new one for me, and that's the only reason I wasn't being positive or negative on that one. That was just some general information that I really wanted to know, and we do show that you had some employment while you were out. How long were you employed, sir?
I was employed from October of 16 all the way until August of 17.
Oh, okay. Well, we commend you for that because employment is always very, very, very helpful. Okay, now we get to down here to your UAs. Now, it seemed to me that initially that you were doing quite well, that you were doing great. You had all these negative UAs from time that you were released until February, and then something started going wrong beginning in March until you was finally brought back in. And you know, I know it was not on a regular basis, a continuous basis when I say regular, but I see all this use of a positive rubber for methamphetamine. So what happened? Why did you start using methamphetamine, sir?
Let's see. My health started failing. My body started turning against me. I don't know if there's any information in my file as to my medical condition or whatever. My health started failing. I started losing weight, and I lost a lot of weight within a short amount of time. And me trying to cope, me not asking for help, me trying to do everything on my own, I turned to the one thing that I figured to get my mind off of and I wouldn't have to deal with it. But in the process of all that, it made it worse. And just, I was trying to be a functioning addict at the same time because I was trying to function and just continue to work and everything else and use at the same time, trying to not to realize that my body was failing me. In June, I was hospitalized for severe dehydration and acute kidney damage. My blood pressure medication I was on was a diuretic. This was back in the summertime, it was 122 degrees, and the furnace, I worked on furnaces that were over 1,000 degrees, so, and then I ended up having to be hospitalized for 3 or 4 days. There was just a lot of things that were going on that I didn't, I was not ready. I was not prepared for, and I didn't know how to deal with them.
But during that period of time, did you have any type of insurance or anything, any other type of resources to assist you in terms of getting some medication rather than you having to rely on methamphetamine? Did you access or anything to get any help, sir, during that period?
Actually, I was on access. I was on access, and actually, when I got hired on with my, when I got hired on at my job full time, I was covered medically. In the scheme of all that, I was, like I said, I was trying to do both at the same time, and realizing that I was doing more damage to my body than just the drug was, and just regardless of what was going on within me. So I was basically had a double whammy on me and stuff like that. So my whole thing is just, I chose the wrong route to try to, and my parole officer, he was there to help me, and I didn't want to, my pride got in the way, and I didn't want to let him know, even though my dirty ways were telling him otherwise, that I was having a problem.
I guess one of my concerns, and I just want to be honest with you, is the reason that I'm concentrating on this. I have other concerns because we are concerned about your health. I'm concerned about your health, but because, you know, over the years, back in 01 and 02 and 06, you were brought into DOC because of drug use, and that's, I'm just wondering, have you really gotten over the drug use of illegal substances, or is this something that's still a part of your life, as far as you can tell, sir?
Right now, because I've got another health issue going on with me right now. Right now, it's like my body, I'm 43 years old, and with my major health problem, and now I'm in here and I'm realizing that DOC has prescribed me nitroglycerin because I'm having, we're trying to figure out what's going on with my chest area. We don't know if it's cardio or if it's respiratory, but it's like anytime I do any activity, within 5 minutes I get a tightness in my chest as if something is closed, and I have to stop because I'm having a hard time breathing and stuff like that. And so at the present moment, my health is my main concern, and me going back and doing more damage, especially because, I mean, I just quit smoking like last week because the doctor told me I need to quit smoking. Right now, at this present point in time, because with everything that's going on with my body, my health is my main concern right now, and I have to stay off this stuff. I can't do this, and at the present point, my thing is, I need all the help that I can get, and me being in DOC without the proper help as far as my addiction and stuff like that, I signed up for the self-study courses, but that's about all they have here besides AA and NA, but it's like I need more than that. And I realized that.
And as you know, sir, that this is not this is not court, and we cannot charge you with anything whatsoever. And so that's not our purpose being here. But I just found it very interesting that you admitted that you were selling some methamphetamine at one point. Was that just to make money to buy more methamphetamine, or was it, why were you selling, and you had employment, so why were you selling, sir?
What had happened, and actually, I told my parole officer asked me what was going on the day they bought me on the 1st of September. I told him that my thing was, I never sold, even though it's not just because I was a middleman, and that's just the same as doing the same thing, and I realized that. My thing was, the day, on a Monday, I got robbed. On the very next day, I lost my job. And it was like, these things happen dead back to back within less than 24 hours. And so it was like, I made some contacts and stuff like that and got in touch with some people. And it was all bad.
Okay, sir.
All bad.
Okay, well, at this point, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. Any questions by other board members?
I agree.
Okay, no questions from other board members. I do want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board if you feel necessary, and then we will go into, the board will have its discussion and make its determination. Anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
Well, actually, like I've already said what I need you guys to hear. I just need help, and I'm willing to do whatever's needed for me to get that help.
Thank you so very much, sir. And now the board is going into discussion. Please stay on the phone. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and we'll be back to you very shortly with the determination of the board. Again, very unfortunate situation. I'm sorry about the health conditions that Mr. Ingram found himself in, and I just wish that he had been able to find some other medication outside of methamphetamine to use to get to help assist him in improving his health condition, because this is just something that's not, and this is, as we know, that this is his fourth term being in DOC, and at least three of them was drug related, the reason that he was in there. And I'm still concerned about that, and at this particular time, because of his previous record, I'm not in favor, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Okay, therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Ingram did violate the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had lapsed into criminal ways to the youth of an illegal substance, and that was methamphetamine on several occasions. I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.